The Green Bay City bus system hasn't changed much since the 1970s.
This is the hub where all the buses meet, and as you can see here, they're all here now. People come in, they make their transfers, and then the buses disperse and go all over town. I mean, we're
transit director Chris Phelps observes the bus station near downtown Green Bay. The routes have mostly stayed static, but the people using the bus have changed where they need to go. Years ago, most people worked downtown. Now, businesses have moved to nearby suburban communities, but the service hasn't kept pace. Charlene Shadry lives roughly 5 miles from where she works. She works weekends and must hoof it on Sundays when the buses don't run at all.
You do it though if you want to keep a job. Because if you were going to take a cab, you're paying 2 days' work just to take that cab when you could use it for bills and stuff. It's now, I'd rather walk.
Shadry came to a meeting this week to discuss the future of Green Bay's bus service. The upcoming census is expected to push the city's population just over the point where it will lose its federal funding. That means up to a $2.5 million hole in its annual operating budget.
Really, what's interesting is kind of developing a perfect storm here.
David Littig was the head of the Green Bay Transit Authority for 20 years, now recently retired. Last year, he did a survey of 1,300 low-income bus riders. 56% of them said the service did not fully meet their needs, especially when it came to getting to and from work. Littig says the looming census and its aftermath puts the city and its neighboring suburbs at a crossroads.
We're forced now to do something in Green Bay because of the potential loss of significant amount of federal funding because of the federal census is going to show that we have crossed a threshold in population which affects federal financing.
That's why Littig and others want state legislators to allow communities to establish regional transit authorities. Individual areas could ask voters to enact sales taxes and other funding mechanisms to pay for mass transit. In Green Bay, Transit Director Chris Phelps says that would alleviate the city from shouldering most of the burden of providing transportation to nearby suburbs. Those towns and villages would have more say over service, and Phelps says buses could run more often to more places.
That's where you get this chicken and egg, which comes first, the riders or the service. We'll build a system. We've got people who use it, and we know who they are. This is, you know, there is some science to what we do, but it's not rocket science, okay?
If Green Bay were allowed the ability to create a regional transit authority, Phelps says the question of how to pay for it would be put to a series of public referenda. In the meantime, riders like Charlene Shadry, who doesn't own a car, are left to their own devices when the buses don't run.
I've been taking it for 29 years. Yeah. Bus is my Cadillac.
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.